This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sorry. Microphone issues. Now there's a company-wide email that says Dustin's dump button. I don't know if you got it or not. You think we get a reply all to that? Come on. Seriously. Do we get a reply all that says Dustin's dump button doesn't work in the 96.5 The Fam studio? Oh, no. Oh, jizz.
Hope your dump gets better.
Don't cuss. Coming up a little bit later, a bit from the past that makes it to the future of Fesco and Dusty. I want to talk about Cincinnati for a second, because they're, I mean, I don't know, guys, do you think they're probably one of the top three most focused on teams in this offseason?
Yeah, I think they have a lot to focus on and a lot of big names too. And so, yeah, I think when you combine those and Joe Burrow's doing a lot of talking, so
as Burrow is doing everything he's supposed to do, I don't think that people need to like Drew is so wrapped up in the Burrow comments about his team that like, I don't know if he sees what Burrow's doing, because if Burrow doesn't say anything, then he looks like an ass. But if he oversells it, he looks like the leader that he's supposed to be. Like, it's kind of like, I don't know, a competitive little league coach. I'd love to keep all the kids. I love all these kids. But unfortunately, I can only keep six. But he's not going to tell you the opposite, because he doesn't want bad blood with like the families. So the Cincinnati Bengals have Trey Hendrickson, Ja'Marr Chase, and T. Higgins all needing new contracts. You say, why just those three names? Because those three guys are Pro Bowlers and tops at their position that are going to make a ton of money.
Some of the biggest names in the league. I mean, Trey Hendrickson was your sack leader, and everybody knows T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, right?
Right. Yeah. And so a lot of people think that they're going to tag T. Higgins. He's going to play under the tag. They're going to give Ja'Marr Chase the bag, and they're going to pay Trey Hendrickson. Here's the problem with that. Cincinnati, if they truly believe that Joe Burrow is the second or third best quarterback in the NFL, they simply cannot pay Ja'Marr Chase. And I say that because you don't need a top three wide receiver if you have a top three quarterback. But what they can do is pay T. Higgins, who will be significantly cheaper than Ja'Marr Chase. Ja'Marr Chase wants $40 million a year. Ja'Marr Chase is going to get it. I'm sorry.
He's getting $40 million
a year. I will bet you lunch or dinner, wherever you want, that Ja'Marr Chase will make $40 million a year.
What's the highest paid wide receiver right now?
42 or 43, isn't it?
No. Who's that? Who's getting
Justin Jefferson?
He's making 42 or 43 million dollars a year.
He's either making 30, he's making anywhere from 39 to 41. Is it way less than that?
So he's got a 4-year 140, so
that's 30
with 110 guaranteed, so between 30, like 30-ish.
30-ish, okay. Yeah, $30 million.
Ja'Marr Chase wants 40.
Yeah, he's not getting that.
And he's going to get whatever he wants.
They're saying average salary of 35. So, yeah, he wants $5 million more average.
Yeah. And he put up the Triple Crown number. He's the second best wide receiver in football. And he's very, very young. Now, there's a lot of that comes with Ja'Marr Chase. So that plays to a factor. But if I'm Cincinnati, I would pay T. Higgins and I would pay Hendrickson. Your defense is atrocious. You need somebody on your defense that can help you out, and why not pay a pass rusher? Somebody that can actually change a game or get you the ball back, be a force on the defensive side. Joe Burrow shouldn't need Ja'Marr Chase. And I get it. People will be like, you know, well, why not? Ja'Marr Chase is great. They went to college together. They have chemistry. They have history. They're great together. Ja'Marr Chase should be able to be great without Joe Burrow, and Joe Burrow should be able to be great without Ja'Marr Chase. And you don't have to pay him that money. You look at what the Buffalo Bills did. They didn't pay Stephon Diggs. They let him walk. Shakir was Josh Allen's number one wide receiver last year. Let me know if you knew who Shakir was going into this year, or if you knew a lot about him, because you didn't. And what did Josh Allen do? He won the MVP. The Kansas City Chiefs had Tyreek Hill, and they let him walk because they knew that Patrick Mahomes was a top three quarterback, the top quarterback in the league. They knew that he didn't need Tyreek Hill. In fact, what did Patrick Mahomes do? The very next year, he won the MVP and a Super Bowl.
What was your reaction the day they traded Tyreek Hill?
New era.
What was your reaction the same as most fans had was, oh my God, we're dead because Tyreek Hill is gone?
No, my reaction was, I never thought he was going to get paid as much as he thought he was going to get paid. It sucks, but I trust that they have Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Which T. Higgins, essentially the Travis Kelce to Joe Burrow. Mm. Unfortunately, Travis Kelce, or fortunately for the Chiefs, that position just doesn't get paid like wide receivers. But he was the highest paid tight end until George Kittle made $0.5 million more than he did. T. Higgins is big, tall, bodied, fast, good receiver. Travis Kelce, big, tall, quick, tight end, good hands. So you can lean into that and have that number one target still and be great. Tegan's the top 20 wide receiver in the NFL. Am I wrong with that?
No, I think he probably is. And look, I don't pay anybody other than the quarterback. And if you are fully wedded to your quarterback, if you're fully wedded to your quarterback, like you should be with Joe Burrow, there's no need to pay Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins both, because you eventually have to spend money, as we've talked about now for 2 weeks with this situation. You've got to get your guy some defense, because he can't go out there and try to win every game 35-34. It's just not possible to do in the NFL anymore. It's too hard to do in the NFL anymore.
They tried to do this year and it failed.
And you want to make it easier for your quarterback? Do not waste money on Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. Pick one or the other, and I would do T. Higgins as well, because he is going to be cheaper, and you've got a top quarterback in this league. You don't need to be paying wide receivers. Teams are not winning championships because of a wide receiver alone. If you got a top three quarterback in this league, spending big time dollars, $37 million on a wide receiver, stupid. It is a waste of money for you as an organization. If you're spending that money on a wide receiver, it means you don't have a quarterback. It means you have Tua or Kyler Murray or somebody that's not very good. So you have to go out and spend money on a wide receiver. Danon always talks about, you know, a win with guy or a win because of guy versus a win in spite of guy, right? You win games because of Joe Burrow. You've paid Joe Burrow. You need to invest on the defensive side of the football. And quite honestly, if you're the Cincinnati Bengals and you're not following the mode that the Chiefs were in and that the Patriots were in for the last 25 years combined, and that's pay your quarterback and basically let everybody else walk without breaking the bank on them, then you're doing it wrong. You need to look at the Chiefs and you need to look at the Patriots and say, both of those teams went out there and paid their quarterback and made their quarterback raise everybody else's level around them. And they both did that. So that's why you pay defense. I think paying Ja'Marr Chase, if you're the Cincinnati Bengals, and letting Trey Hendrickson walk or not fixing the defensive side of the football, you're not going to win many games.
And somebody says the Bengals are effed without Chase. I don't believe that.
Then that tells you Joe Burrow isn't any good, then, if you believe that.
Because, like you had mentioned, there's a reason why Justin Jefferson got paid in the state of Minnesota. They didn't have a great quarterback. They needed somebody to help out Kirk Cousins, and now, obviously, somebody that helped out Sam Darnold and J.J. McCarthy. You need that leader there.
You need Justin Jefferson because you don't have Joe Burrow. You don't have Patrick Mahomes. You don't have Tom Brady.
T.O. didn't stay with San Francisco. Randy Moss didn't stay with Minnesota. Right? Like, those guys that were great at the time, they didn't stay with the team they came up with. They went elsewhere for the money, and the team was like, okay, well, we're not going to keep you. Like, we trust that Jeff Garcia will be fine without Terrell Owens. We trust that Dante Culpepper will be fine without Randy Moss. He wasn't. Dante Culpepper's career was essentially done once Randy Moss left Minnesota. And then he had that weird stint in Miami.
Hurt, didn't he? Did Dante get hurt too? Did he have a blood clot or something weird happen to him?
That's Wimbenyama.
I know that. But like, did Dante Culpepper have something that ended his career prematurely?
Maybe it was like a neck?
Because he was on fire for a couple of years.
Yeah, he had Randy Moss at like 22 years old.
He tore ligaments in his right knee during a game in 05.
Kind of never came back from that. Yeah,
had surgery, that. Never really came back.
He had the Get Your Roll On celebration.
Yeah, I love Dante Culpepper. He was fun to watch, man. That Vikings team, too, was fun to watch.
Yeah, ACL, and, PCL, and MCL.
Yeah,
and that's like, you could hit me with stats with Ja'Marr Chase. I understand that. I get that. Yeah, 127, 1,700, 70 touchdowns. I'm a big Ja'Marr Chase guy.
Big guy. Big Ja'Marr Chase guy.
But again, Cooper Kupp did that in the Rams offense a couple years ago. They're better with Puka Nacua now than Cooper Kupp.
It just doesn't make sense from a world in which
they
we live.
They want a Super Bowl with Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, but I said now. Why they're not going to give Cooper Kupp money. They're going to pay. They're going to keep Puka Nacua and pay him.
Cooper Kupp's going to walk.
Pay him.
I know. I'm saying now. Like now, you would not pay Cooper Kupp.
Now you're not paying Cooper Kupp.
Well, he's 33.
Yeah. But
he won the Triple Crown 2 years ago.
Yeah, you got to get out early on these guys.
Chase is 24.
It doesn't matter. Your team right now, and this sounds stupid, but it's the truth. The Bengals don't need Ja'Marr Chase. They need a defense. And that's where they should be focused on. They should tell Ja'Marr Chase, hey, man, we appreciate everything. Fun ride. Enjoy. Go get the bag. Go get paid and have a great career. But for us to make it better for our quarterback, it's not to surround him with his buddies from the wide receiver position or LSU or anything like that. Joe Burrow's going to be a better quarterback if he wins more games. How does he win more games? You got to play complementary football. The Chiefs realized that a couple of years ago. And when they started to put all their resources onto the defensive side, other teams should have perked up their antenna and went, uh-oh, the Chiefs are starting to build their defensive side of the football. Maybe we should do that as well. I don't think Ja'Marr Chase makes you a better football team. You are what you are with Ja'Marr Chase right now, which is a mid team, right? And that's what Cincinnati is. They're a mid team. They're 8-below. They're not in the playoffs, right? So why didn't they make the playoffs this year? You gave me those great Ja'Marr Chase numbers. Wasn't because Ja'Marr Chase didn't perform this year. They didn't make the playoffs because they didn't stop anybody. And so they fired their defensive coordinator, brought in Al Golden to coordinate their defense from Notre Dame. But now you have to invest with players, with draft capital, with top-notch, you know, guys in the draft. If I'm Cincinnati, I'm not drafting offense this year. I got Joe Burrow. Hey, Joe, Patrick Mahomes won a Super Bowl with Kadarius Toney as his wide receiver. He won a Super Bowl with Mecole Hardman catching the game-winning pass in that Super Bowl. He took a team to the Super Bowl 3 consecutive years, losing his number one and number two wide receiver weapons in the first month of the season this year. So, Joe, I hate to say it, but if you want to be in the Patrick Mahomes category, you're going to have to go out there and be the offensive catalyst. We'll invest in defense, but it's your job to make everybody better, just like Mahomes and Josh Allen have done so far.
Go ahead.
Well, go ahead.
No, I just know that you're on the text line side. I just had no idea there's as many Ja'Marr Chase fans, but go ahead.
I think it is a hot take. I think you have to recognize that. I mean, to get rid of what, in my opinion, the best, other than Travis and Mahomes, the best connection in football right now could be an all-time connection.
The Chiefs got rid of Tyreek Hill.
Well, but I think they retained what was the best connection maybe in football history.
But not the most prolific, can break a big play, that type of thing. Like Tyreek Hill is looked at as a superstar in this
number league. One player in the NFL.
And he was.
But we all know. Come on. But the best connection in football history, Travis and Mahomes.
Yeah, but he's still a tight end, right?
Yeah,
he's still not a wide receiver, but why can't T. Higgins be that guy for him?
I think if you switch Tyreek Hill, let's say he's the tight end and Travis is the wide receiver, I think the Chiefs end up paying Kelce, even though with the money. And I think sometimes
it's weird to put it that way, though.
I think so. Why?
Because he's just not a wide receiver.
Well, I'm just saying, trade their connections. Fine, make Tyreek Hill that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Do they pay Travis Kelce or Tyreek Hill?
I think they would have valued that connection just like I think the Bengals should. And Trey Hendrickson, he's 30. I don't think they should pay Trey Hendrickson. He's also terrible against the run. They can
17 and a half sacks, though, is pretty damn good.
Yeah,
back-to-back years.
I mean, you're scoring 40 points a game. The other team's passing the whole time. Yeah, he gets a lot of time to tee off, no doubt. I would just say you can pay Ja'Marr, have a good draft class, and still have cap space. They're top 10 in cap, and you can go get a defense and retain what is the best connection in football right now.
Or you can just use that money and those resources and allocate that to where your biggest weakness. This is why teams lose. I'm just being honest with you. This is why teams lose and general managers get fired. Because this is the line of thinking that they're using right now. Well, it's Ja'Marr Chase. We got to pay him. They end up paying Ja'Marr Chase. They end up ruining their cap moving forward. They don't address what really is the need. And here we sit, right?
Text line. They paid Tyreek. Okay.
They paid Tyreek in like single year contracts, and then Tyreek became a pain in the ass and they traded him.
So here's the other thing that I will bring up for past reference to defend my case. My Ja'Marr case. Here's what I'm saying. The Buffalo Bills didn't pay Stephon Diggs. Josh Allen won the MVP the very next year.
They did pay Stephon.
But they didn't retain him. They let him walk, and he went and got a huge contract. Well, not a huge contract, but they didn't bring him back. And Ja'Marr and Josh Allen, they believe. And the narrative is because they believe that Josh Allen didn't need Stephon Diggs.
Right.
The other reason
right about that.
The other reason why they didn't bring him back, character concerns.
Right.
Right. Am I wrong with that?
No, you're right about that. Okay. No, he was a pain in the ass.
So stay with me. Let's go to Kansas City. They gave Tyreek Hill the extension. They didn't give him the money. They had him in a room, offered him a ton of money, and then Devontae Adams got his money, and he said, I want more. Also, did Tyreek Hill have character concerns?
Oh, yeah.
Am I wrong with saying that?
I think it's pretty evident.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Ja'Marr Chase this year, did we just forget the first 5 weeks of the season where he's calling his head coach out by the first name?
Right.
You have to ask Zach about that. Got a personal foul against Kansas City Chiefs week that essentially two. Cost them the game.
Yep.
Does Ja'Marr Chase have character concerns?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a pain in the ass, too.
Oh, now he doesn't.
No, I think he's a diva wide receiver. I think we've seen.
And teams don't necessarily want that.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm saying character concerns, like throwing the team under the bus, being a problem
in
the locker
room.
Calling
your coach Zach is a big red flag to me.
But now we're forgetting about that. Because he had a triple crown season and he's played with Joe. They were 18 years old.
So they played
at LSU for 1 year. People act like they were in college for the entire time.
They were inseparable, right?
They played 1 year together.
So what if he won the triple crown in receiving? How'd your team do?
I'm just saying.
Did you make the playoffs this year?
My main narrative is if Joe Burrow is as good as you think he is, do you necessarily have to pay Ja'Marr Chase all that money and lock that up?
If Joe Burrow is as good as you think he is, it's the right decision to not pay Ja'Marr Chase. You've got to buy into your quarterback. Again, it's what New England did, and it's what Kansas City did, and it worked for both of them. That's what you have to do.
And I am not saying that Ja'Marr Chase is a stud receiver or that he is a generational talent or that he's great and doesn't deserve the money. I'm just saying my take on this is if he is that expensive, you have to take time and look at yourself and say, hey, Joe Burrow doesn't necessarily need him. And to have this whole narrative that they played together all this time at LSU, 1 year. It was 1 year. And then they went to the pros. Ja'Marr Chase did not get drafted because he sat out the COVID year.
Right.
And then he's been with Cincinnati since. It's been great. It's been a great ride. Some great things come to an end. And this is one of those where if you trust in Joe Burrow and you want to set your team up successfully, then you can.
It's the best move for the overall success of the organization. Again, you can go back and give me all the stats you want. I'll tell you they were under 500 and they didn't make the playoffs.
And again,
somebody
says the plan wasn't to trade Tyreek. They offered him 25 per before Adam. It's exactly what I said. But Ja'Marr Chase wants the most money.
Tyreek never wanted 25. He wanted the most money and wanted to be the highest paid receiver. And the Chiefs weren't going to do that.
After Devontae Adams got signed.
The Chiefs just were never going to do that with Tyreek Hill.
But yes, they offered him a contract and they were close to signing it. And then the Devontae Adams thing broke and he wanted to be the top paid receiver. Ja'Marr Chase, again, the argument starts with this. Ja'Marr Chase wants $40 million per year, which what I'm seeing is that Justin Jefferson makes 40 per year. I don't know. That's what people are saying. And the thing that's crazy is that he wants all that money. If Ja'Marr Chase is like, just pay me for what I'm worth, like give me what Justin Jefferson got, which is 40, then it's expensive. Do you necessarily have to pay that? So again, I don't know. Like everybody thinks that we're absolutely out of our mind that you shouldn't sign.
Yes, because it's easy to say you need Ja'Marr Chase because again, this is how we view sports. We view it in a simplistic way a lot of times, right? And I know from like if you're sitting down to kill time on a Sunday afternoon, you're watching a game, you see Ja'Marr Chase. God, what a great football player he is. You got to have him on your team. But then you take a step back and you really start to look at the big landscape of things and say, Cincinnati hasn't been to the playoffs in a couple of years. They really haven't done anything in the playoffs in almost three seasons now. Why do we want to keep going back and doing the same thing over and over again? Because as they say, you know, insanity is the definition of doing the same thing over and over again and hoping for a different result. You've not been a very good team with Ja'Marr Chase. You just haven't. You had that great little run where you beat the Chiefs, you called it Burrowhead, you got beat in the Super Bowl, and you quite frankly haven't been heard from since. And so for the last two or three seasons, you've been a mid to sub-mid team. You haven't been making the postseason. Why would you bring the band back and do the same thing all over again? You need to change things up. You need to do things differently, and you really need to take a hard look at your team and say, why didn't we win? Well, we didn't win because we're giving up 35 a game, and we're asking our quarterback to score 36 for every single game. And I go back to 2018 and watching Patrick Mahomes have to score 50 a game and how difficult that was for Patrick Mahomes to score 50 a game. So in the fantasy world, yeah, Ja'Marr Chase looks like a great player, but this is where I differ from every, because I don't view sports in the fantasy world. I view it in the reality of the world. And the reality of the world is exactly what Dusty's saying. It's foolish to pay a wide receiver if you've got a top quarterback. He's supposed to make everybody better, and you need to invest on the defensive side of the football to make things easier for your franchise.
Mac, what's a hotter take? Ja'Marr Chase shouldn't get paid by the Bengals, or Joe Burrow's not as good as people think?
I think the hotter take is Joe Burrow isn't as good as people think.
No,
I don't think it's a hot take at all to not pay Ja'Marr Chase if you're the Bengals. I think it's the right move. I'd have walked a year ago.
I think it's a hot take. I don't think it's a bad take or a dumb take. I think it's a hot take. I think it'd be hot because it's in the minority, but that doesn't mean it's bad. No, I think that's...
But usually, are minority takes always bad, though?
No, like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's not bad. I'm just saying it is the minority.
Or always wrong, I should say.
By no means. It's different. I was on Sam Darnold train for a while.
Yeah, right.
Worked out okay. It's not great.
No, it was all right until the last 8 quarters, but... It's a hot take because you disagree with it on the surface. It doesn't mean it's a hot take. If you disagree with something, it's not automatically a hot take. It's something that you disagree with.
Yes.
It's a smart take that does, like, that's a take that I would normally take and have. And we've talked about it here in the last couple of weeks. I said Cincinnati's investing in defense, right? That's not a hot take. It's a different take. It makes you think, and then it becomes a hot take because you don't disagree with it, or maybe you don't understand, or maybe you're viewing it from a fantasy standpoint. I'm viewing it from a reality standpoint. And the reality is this is now a complementary league. Look at what the Philadelphia Eagles did defensively. You've got to have defense now in the NFL where this league is, especially along the defensive line. You've got to be able to stop your opponent. You've got to be able to give your offense an opportunity to take a breath every once in a while and not have to go balls to the wall and have to score a touchdown on every drive, because eventually that's not going to work. And for the last couple of years, Cincinnati's had a nice offense. They've had fun, but they haven't made the playoffs. And so you've got to change things up and say, if we run this thing back, we're running back an 8-9 team over the last couple of years.
I just think that I'm trying to let people know that if Ja'Marr Chase wants the most money, which is $40 million a year, you don't pay him that. That's the original thing. And you spend that money trying to make your team better. I'm not saying that there's no way you sign Ja'Marr Chase. I'm saying that if he wants to be that guy that wants that much money, which he should, he's that young, he's that good.
And he absolutely should.
They could have paid him less last year, but they chose not to. This is also on Cincinnati.
100%.
Yeah. So that's also their problem.
It's their fault.
But I'm just saying, like, if he wants that much money, then you have to let that go. Like, you just have to. I'm sorry.
You've
already got your quarterback wrapped up. You got to get your defense better. And without your quarterback, you don't make the playoffs.
I mean, you can't have a wide receiver making quarterback money on a team that's 8-9.
The two ways they've not made the playoffs is Burrow didn't play and their defense was bad. Ja'Marr Chase was there the entire time.
Right.
But the 2 years they don't make the playoffs and the back-to-back years, their quarterback gets hurt and their defense is atrocious. They're the worst defense in football this year.
Yeah, again, Ja'Marr Chase led the NFL, had the triple crown as a wide receiver, and they were at home in January or in Cancun, wherever they decided to go.
We all still friends?
Of course.
Okay. I knew that was going to get heated.
I don't think that's a good sports debate.
That's a good sports talk. It's 100%.
It shows you the way that folks view the game and how general managers view it differently than the way a lot of fans view it. And I view it more from the lens of the GM. I cut everybody but the quarterback. That's just kind of how I operate, because I know there's always people that you can replace those guys with. You're never going to replace Patrick Mahomes. You're just not. Never. You're not going to replace Josh Allen, and you're probably not going to replace Joe Burrow.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody else is replaceable on these teams. When you have a quarterback that's that good, you got to let that guy make everybody better because you're paying him that money.